Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6 seconds remaining. Leonard, back up Van Fleet. Van Fleet kicks it out. Lowry. Lowry for the win. Won't go. And there'll be a game six in Oakland.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Rick Bucher joins us. He, of course, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Morning, Rick.
I'm good, gentlemen. How are we?
Well, it's great to talk to you on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. I got to tell you, we are a little bit bummed out. That was a difficult thing to witness yesterday. It was hard to see Kevin Durant go down. I mean, what a heroic effort he made to try and play in that game. And boy, what an impact he made. It just tells you, you're never going to block that shot, and the guy can score from anywhere. But if indeed this is an Achilles injury, as we fear will be announced, they've announced it's an Achilles injury, but we'll get the MRI results today. And you'd imagine that will really affect the league. Everybody's been waiting for this moment. A lot of teams clearing out room. It's hard to imagine a bigger blow to the free agency than losing the top dog.
Yeah, He was the first domino that was going to fall. All indications are that Kyrie Irving is Brooklyn bound, and it was only a matter of, is KD going to join him there, or is he going to go to the Knicks? And now this opens the door for the possibility that he opts in and he stays with the Warriors for a year, if indeed it is an Achilles injury or any sort of injury where he might miss next season entirely, or at least a good part of it. And I was told already at the beginning, when the injury first occurred, that had at least crossed his mind, that the injury was severe enough that he might be better served to stay in Golden State for one more year. Now, the difficulty, you guys are having a difficulty with it. I had people that are close to KD who knew all about the injury, or had been telling him, and telling me, this is a bad bet. He should not be playing in this series. The risk is way too great. So when he went down, and he went down untouched in the second quarter, a couple minutes into the second quarter, I thought, yeah, you know, it's heroic, it's noble, but in the big scheme of things, was not very prudent considering the high risk that at least the people that I was talking to knew that this was.
So, Rick, that's very interesting because we all saw Bob Myers afterward, the general manager for the Warriors, be as emotional as he was, and he talked about the blame game and the reality of what happens next with people pointing fingers. But if you're responsibility and blame are things that are going to be distributed today. Where do they fall in your mind? I mean, there was a risk involved, but I also understand we're not talking about a player just wanting to get back in a game. You're talking about an NBA superstar in the NBA Finals, worried about potentially his legacy. What do you think in terms of responsibility?
Well, ultimately, the Warriors had the wherewithal to tell Kevin, I know KD wanted to play, desperately wanted to play, and probably was feeling increasing pressure from people who, you know, even over the years, and KD, we know, listens to everything, wanting to prove, hey, I'm not a cupcake. Hey, I'm not deserting my team. Hey, I can step up. And you needed someone to say, KD, we understand all that, but ultimately we're looking at the possibility of a serious injury coming out of this. And look, it's a lot easier for me hearing this stuff and having sort of being once removed from it rather than being there, looking at the potential of a three-peat, talking to the doctors, talking to KD, it's easy for me to make a dispassionate decision and say, you know what, it's a bad bet. But somebody needed to take that approach. They did it with Clay. Clay desperately wanted to play in Game 3. They thought it was not prudent. He measured himself in Game 4, and he got through it. I never heard anything about Clay's injury, though, that would suggest that it was on the level of what KD suffered the first time around. So, yeah, I certainly don't want to blame anyone in this situation. Everybody feels awful that it happened, period. But if there was somebody that could have prevented it, it is the Golden State Warriors. And I'm sure that Bob was simply taking the advice of his medical staff. So ultimately, this is about the medical staff deciding that the risk was ultimately worth it. And as we have found out, it ultimately was not.
So help us out, Rick. What, you know, KD's on a one-year deal, but he has the option to come back, right? It's a player option, so he could still choose to come back and get paid $30 million to rehab effectively, if that's what it is. And would teams around the league then just wait on him? Would they put their free agent plans on hold for a year?
I would imagine a player of KD's magnitude. I mean, obviously, it depends on where you are, but a team like the New York Knicks, I would certainly think that they have, I mean, they'll continue to build their team, and they could go out and sign one superstar or, you know, go sign a Jimmy Butler with the idea that, hey, KD's going to join us a year from now. I could certainly see that being a possibility. So, yeah, I mean, again, it's one of the reasons why he was the first domino to fall, and we're also flying a little blind here in that we don't know exactly the extent of the injury, what the recovery period is going to be. We don't know any of that. But in short, would someone wait a year for KD? At this stage of his career, I certainly imagine that they would.
Rick, there's still an NBA title to decide, and what happened in the final 3 minutes of the game last night was kind of unexpected given the way the Raptors had taken over. The timeout gave the Warriors a reprieve. What happens now? Do you think this is a team, Golden State, returning to Oakland that can find a way to rally around this cause and win the next two games?
Yeah, I never want to downplay the emotional freight of having something to play for that's greater than themselves, but that's always been the Warriors. They've always played for each other. They've always had that sense of playing for each other. And, you know, everybody's like, I can't imagine them losing three times in Oracle Arena, et cetera, et cetera. I live in the Bay Area. I can tell you the impact of Oracle Arena, the crowd, the intimidation factor, it's not the same. So I could very easily see the Raptors going in there and winning a third game. I just feel as if they don't win it in Game 6, they will in Game 7 back in Toronto. This is a Warriors team that does not have depth, has not had depth all year. They got a great emotional boost from KD coming back, but now they're back to essentially playing shorthanded, having to play lineups where they're going to have DeMarcus Cousins out there needing to be effective. He was a mixed bag, gave them more than I expected. I think it was sobering for him to suddenly find himself out of the mix. I don't know if he would have played if KD had not been injured. So I think the Warriors are back to where they were, and the Raptors are a deeper, more defensively acute team. So I'm kind of expecting that if it's not Game 6, it's Game 7, that the Raptors have demonstrated over the course of this series that without Kevin Durant, they are the better team, and I would expect that's going to be proved in one of these last two games.
Rick, thanks a ton. Great to catch up with you. Appreciate the insight.
Good stuff, Rick.
My pleasure, guys.
That, of course, Rick Bucher. He's Radio.com Sports NBA Insider.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.